KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic at 7:06 and at 72 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Red Oak police last night arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant. 79-year-old Teddy Ernest Davies of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 2300 block of Eastern Street in Red Oak just before 10 p.m. He was wanted on a warrant for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Davies was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday said that 10 more candidates have filed nomination papers in advance of the November 7th city elections in Cass County. As of the close of business on Tuesday at the Auditor's Office, Darren Hardesty of Cumberland had filed to fill one of three seats on the Cumberland City Council. Don Coors, Leroy Easter, and Ryan Archibald, who was appointed to a seat earlier, all of Lewis, have filed for one of two seats on the Lewis City Council, and there are now five candidates in all on the ballot for those two seats. Incumbents Lori Holstey and Angela Redler have filed to run for one of five seats on the Marnie City Council. Also filing papers for those seats on Tuesday was Mark Opbrook, Wayne Priester, and Jericho Schmidt. All the candidates are, of course, from Marnie, and there are a total of six candidates now running for those two city council seats in Marnie. Incumbents Jackson Bissell and Doug Van Tyker, both of Messina, have filed to run for re-election to fill two seats on the Messina City Council. Now, in addition to those latest filings, the Cass County Auditor's Office reports some cities will have public measures on their ballots in November. In Cumberland, Public Measure C will ask voters of the composition of the Cumberland Library Board should be altered. In Lewis, Public Measure B will ask voters to approve a Lewis Library tax levy. In Marnie, Public Measure D asks if the terms of office on the City Council should change to 4 years, and a Public Measure E asks for a change in the use of the local option sales tax or lost revenue. In Messina, Public Measure F will ask voters in that community if there should be a change also in the use of the local option sales tax revenues. And finally, here in Atlantic, Public Measure G will ask voters if the hotel motel levy should be increased from 4% to 7%. With most of those, 50% approval is required for passage. Now, this Thursday at 5 p.m. is the deadline to submit nomination forms to the Cass County Auditor's Office for those persons wishing to run for office in your respective community. The chair of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, or SWIM-HC, said in a statement Tuesday that the Board of Trustees, which governs the center, has no plans to close the facility. Chairperson Marie Rorick said SWIM-HC is a vital service for residents of Cass County and surrounding areas in Southwest Iowa, and she said it's critical that the service remains available over the long term. The SWIM-HC board is currently exploring how to partner with a successful mental health organization that has the specialized expertise necessary to strengthen processes, stabilize finances, and secure the future of SWIM-HC and its staff, according to Rorick, who said also that while the hospital contracts with SWIM-HC to provide staff, it is actually an independent, not-for-profit community health center governed by its own board of directors, and the center has been operating in the red for many years, and the hospital has been subsidizing large sums of money to cover those losses. Rorick said that while that may have been sustainable years ago, the losses have been accelerating for a variety of reasons, and the hospital is no longer able to absorb them. The SWIM-HC board, she says, has reached out to almost every community mental health center in Southwest Iowa, all of which reported being profitable, so they know it's possible, but she says they need some additional expertise and the tools to help them provide care in a most cost-effective way. The hospital administration has also been working closely with SWIM-HC board to explore the best options for that facility and its staff. And Rorick said that there has been an interest in a number of very strong mental health organizations with expertise, and that systems will help to make the SWIM-HC fiscally successful. The board is currently reviewing proposals and expects to make a partnership decision by the end of October. She stressed that there is no plan to close the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and there is no question that SWIM-HC provides excellent care. Their goal, she says, is to ensure that outpatient mental health care continues to be available for the community. And the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, has been awarded a 2017 Top Workplaces honor by the Des Moines Register. It's the third consecutive year the health system has been honored. Officials say this year CCHS was ranked 25th among mid-size employers across the state, and that was up 8 spots from 2016. The top workplace lists are based solely on the results of an employee feedback survey administered by Workplace Dynamics, LLC. Several aspects of workplace culture were measured, including alignment, execution, and connection, just to name a few. In our funeral announcements, Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom, age 10 of Walnut, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Celebration of life services for Asher Soderstrom will be held today at 5 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Norma Jean Goldsmith, age 84 of Red Oak and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Memorial services for Norma Jean Goldsmith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning. Doris Scarlett, age 94 of Anita, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Doris Scarlett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joseph Page, age 61 of Harlan, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Joseph Page will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lillian May Moon, age 80, formerly of Stewart, died September 11th in Palm Springs, California. Graveside services for Lillian Moon will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. A celebration of life will follow, and that'll be at the home of Brad and Nancy Moore in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Agnes Wagner, age 93 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Agnes Wagner will be on Monday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Tyler Bricks, age 40 of Marnie, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Tyler Bricks will be September 30th at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery, northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Sharon May Huddleston, age 69 of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Celebration of life service for Sharon Huddleston will be held October 14th at 10:30 a.m. at the Anita Methodist Church. That is a check of our news this morning here on KJN for this hour, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.